The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Madani Channel viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we mentioned in our previous segments in discussing this beautiful series, what happens after death. Today, inshallah, we are going to look at the importance of visitation of the qabr. Normally we bury our loved ones and it is as though, it is as if we have dumped them. We don't go to visit them in their qabr. We do not go to try and clean their qabr. We don't go there to recite something for them in their qabr. We don't make supplication for them. We don't remember them at all. We don't think about them. It is as if we have dumped them and that is the end of it. We do not want to do anything with them. But is this the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? What does the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam say about this? And you'll find that in many of the narrations that we are going to narrate today inshaAllah in this topic, you'll find that it is one of the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to visit the graveyard. And also, not only that, he encouraged his companions, he encouraged the ummah as a whole to visit the qabr. Now we are going to look at why should we visit the qabr, and we are going to look at what are the benefits of the visitation of the qabr. Our loved ones, as we mentioned, when we bury them, from the moment we take them to their graveyard, to their place of resting, they know who is carrying them. They know who is supplicating for them. When we send salutations upon them, they can hear the salutations as well. And with the proof of that, we highlighted a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, wherein he addressed some of the people that passed away. And the companions, they asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, you are addressing to bodies without soul, lifeless bodies. How are they going to hear? Of which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he replied that they can hear me better than you. Meaning that now their sense of hearing has become quite better or much more excellent than it was in this dunya. So when we go visit our grave, the grave of our beloved ones, there are certain things, there are certain aspects or there are certain rules that are applicable when we are visiting this qabr. Now one of such things is when we go and visit the qabr, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a hadith by Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I pass by the graveyard, are there some words which I can say to the deceased? He was asking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should say to them, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur min al-muslimina wal-mu'minin wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqun. That all Muslims and mu'mins in the grave, peace be upon you. You have gone before us and we are to follow after you. And undoubtedly, we are to meet with you. This is the effect that we are going to be, we are, in this life we are walking, visiting them in the qabr. after a few minutes or after a few days, we will be also in that grave waiting for other people to come and visit us as well. So when we reach there, we send salutations upon them, for they hear the salutation. According to some riwayats, they even reply, Abu Razan said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do they hear us? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they hear you, but they are unable to answer you. Thereafter, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Razin, are you not pleased that instead of them, you call to their number, the angels reply you? As for them not replying, then it must be noted that this refers to such an answer which the humans and jinn are not able to hear, otherwise they definitely do answer. So if this is the case of our beloved, or our, the ones that we send, the ones that we go and bury in a graveyard, if they can hear our salutations, if they're able to recognize the person who sends salutations or sends salams to them, then why would we ignore them? Meaning if we ignore them, they will know that our loved ones are not visiting us. They will know that our loved ones are not sending any gifts for us, they're not reciting any supplication on our behalf, they're not reciting any Quran on our behalf. It is as if we have abandoned our beloved ones when we go bury them in their qabr. Yet our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a beautiful hadith that, زُورُ مَوْتَكُمْ فَإِنَّ زِيَارَتُهُمْ يُذَكِّرُكُمُ الْآخِرَ وَالْمَوْتِ, that visit your deceased loved ones, for verily your visitation of the graves, what does it do? It reminds you of the hereafter. It reminds you of death itself. You know, sometimes in this life, it comes a moment in time that you're having so much of fun. Fun in the sense of enjoying with family members, enjoying with your colleagues at work, enjoying with your colleagues at colleges or at universities, to such an extent that you are so fond of this kind of life and the thought of death escapes our mind. So when you go and visit the qabr, this revives us, this puts us back on track. It reminds us that they are lying here, and tomorrow or any other day, for we do not know for how long we are in this dunya, but most definitely what we know for sure is that we are to be buried as well. Now, when you look at death, it is as if you are standing in a very, very long queue. And in this queue, you do not know who is in front of you. Who are in front of you? Are there any people in front of you? Or are there any people behind you? We do not know. So if you do not know who are in front of you, how then are you to know when you'll be called next? Which means we do not know, it will be a surprise when the angel of death approaches us. Angel of death may approach us whilst we do what we love to do the most. If you're a person who loves to play at all the times, the angel of death might come to you at that moment in time. If you're a person who loves to make a lot of dhikr, Allah will bless you such that the angel might come to you in a moment when you're making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because a person dies in accordance to how he lived in this dunya. You die according to how you live. You're a loved person, you love the people, you encourage good, you forbid what is bad, you follow the commandments of Allah, you encourage people in practicing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you leave this dunya, Allah is going to make it such that you live in an honorable manner. And on the contrary, if you are a person who loved amusement more than anything else, who prioritized amusement more than salah, prioritized amusement more than the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the angel of death might come to you in that state of amusement, and then what will you say to Allah Azza wa Jal? It is something which is thought-provoking. Something that we should all think about each and every day of our lives. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, visit your loved ones, for it reminds you of Akhirah. It reminds you that, you know what, O son of Adam, as you are created from dust, so you shall return again into this dust. So don't be arrogant when you're walking in this dunya. So do not be boastful when you are in this dunya. When you perform your deeds, don't perform your deeds so that people can see. For if you perform your deeds for people to see, those people are the ones who are going to reward you on the day of Qiyamah. And with what are they going to reward you? For they have nothing. They would have nothing on the day. Themselves will be waiting for the rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal. They'll be waiting to hear their judgment from Allah Azza wa Jal. So why would you waste something which is meant for Allah Azza wa Jal and you directed to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal? That would be very, very disgraceful for a person on the day of Qiyamah. That would be a very great loss that a person would have occurred, would have taken in this dunya. Such risks, we mustn't take such risk in this life. We have to be always steadfast and mindful and focus on the ultimate goal, which is Allah Azza wa Jal, pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal and pleasing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Again, the hadith mentions that زُورُ مَوْتَكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَفْرَحُونَ بِزِيَارَتِكُمْ, that visit your loved ones. Visit your loved ones, for they feel so happy when you visit them at the qabr. They feel so happy, they know that we are not being neglected. The ones that we love are still visiting us. Imagine in this life, how do we feel when we don't have any visitors who come to visit us? Of all the family members that we have, the relatives that we have, how would we feel if they do not come to visit us? How would we feel if they don't give us any phone call to find out how we are faring in this life? How are we going to feel? Let alone our offsprings. Imagine you have a lot of sons, you have a lot of daughters, and they ignore you. They do not phone you. They do not come and visit you. How would you feel in this life? None of us will love to be neglected in this life. Likewise, none of us, again, would love to feel neglected in the time when it matters the most, in the time that we are in our qabr. That time we have nobody else to help us. We can't have good deeds that we used to do in this dunya, for it has become cut off. Your sustenance becomes cut off when you leave this dunya. Your deeds becomes cut off when you leave this dunya. You can't repent when you leave this dunya. So you are actually in need of the ones that you left in this dunya to at least remember you, to at least send a gift for you in the hereafter, to send gift for you in the qabr, for that to be more beloved to you. The situation of a person in the grave is like the one that who is drowning. He's drowning and he's crying out for help, crying out for his family members to help him from drowning. And how do we help our beloved ones from drowning? How do we help our late relatives from drowning? It can be our fathers, it can be our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, our friends. How can we assist them? We assist them by making supplications to Allah on their behalf. By sending gifts to them, recite some Quran on their behalf. Give charity on their behalf. For they receive all of these things and they become so happy. They become so happy than any of us. So we shouldn't neglect our loved ones when they pass away. Tomorrow when we leave this dunya, who is going to make supplication on our behalf? Tomorrow when we leave this life, who is going to be there for us when we need them the most? Some of our relations in this life, when we are in trouble, that we phone them and immediately they come to our rescue. We ask them for help and immediately they help us. But when they pass away, they go to the next life, we ignore them completely as if we do not know them at all. My respected brothers and sisters in the religion of Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has beautifully stated in the glorious Quran in a verse that I recited in the starting of our episode. You say that, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت, that verily every soul shall taste death. Everything that has soul in it is going to fade, to taste death. Every creation of Allah Azza wa Jal that has soul in it is going to face death. Just like how you buried your loved one, tomorrow it will be you who will be buried. Tomorrow, just like you will make supplication for your beloved one, Allah will make it such that there is always someone who will be able to make supplication for you when you leave this dunya as well. And hence, we shouldn't be amongst those people who forget their loved ones. Whenever a person is about to die, three things come to his deathbed. One of those things is his wealth, his sons, and his deeds. As you all know, the wealth cannot do anything in that particular moment. And at times, yes, our sons, they are there with us, but they cannot stop the angel of death from taking our souls. Our deeds, this is the only thing that will go with us. This is the only thing that will determine how the angel of death will approach us. This is the only thing that will determine how the angel of death is going to treat us. This is also going to determine what will happen to us in the grave. Hence, we should try our utmost with sincerity. Everything without sincerity, it is as if you are not doing justice to the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ulama of Suluk mentioned with regards to sincerity, ikhlas, they say that sincerity is a very fundamental principle in the religion of Islam. As in, when one is making his ibadah, it can be his salah. If you're not sincere, then how can that salah be accepted? If you're making the dhikr of Allah and you're not sincere in it, then how can that dhikr be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Even the people, they love to be with sincere people due to the fact that they understand that a sincere person is a good person to be around with. For whatever they do it out of sincerity. When they make supplication for you, they do it with a sincere heart. And when they send salutations upon you, when they greet you, they do it with a sincere heart. Hence, sincerity plays a very pivotal role in the religion of Islam. Even before we die, you'll find that sincerity plays a major part in it. All of our deeds, if they were not sincere deeds, then it would be as though we were doing nothing in this dunya. The recitation of our Quran, the recitation of the Quran, the salah, the durood, going for Hajj and Umrah, all of these things require our sincerity. If we are not sincere people, then how is it going to be possible that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to accept all of these deeds? It is very important, my respected brothers in the religion of Islam, that let us spend some time in our life to go and visit our loved ones in the grave. The best visitation we can do is that of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal give us the opportunity. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calls us to come and visit him, then inshallah, let us not waste that opportunity. For what great place to be than to be in Madinah to Munawwara? What great place to be than to be in front in the court of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we are able to, then we shouldn't waste that opportunity, for it may come once in a lifetime. But if you are unable to, send salutations to our beloved Rasul wherever we are many times, for it purifies our heart. And also visit the ones that we love. Let us try and sacrifice some time in our busy schedule that we have in this lifetime and go and visit him in their qabr, in their resting place, you will find that Allah will make it such that when we leave this dunya also, there will be people who will come to visit us. When we supplicate for the ones that have passed on in this dunya, Allah will make it such that there are people who are also going to come and visit us in our qabr and make dua for us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil, ameen.
The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.